isn't it just funny and interesting how timing works? Because a couple days ago, I made a video on Hurricane Milton where there are people pulling articles from the Wayback Machine or the Internet Archives that spoke of Hurricane Milton turning into a Category 5 hurricane targeting Tampa Bay and causing a lot of destruction. These articles go back to April of 2024. So for a lot of people, these articles prove that Hurricane Milton was manufactured or some kind of script or some type of simulated reality. No matter how you want to see it, these articles for people prove that Hurricane Milton was not normal. So I took these Wayback Machine articles, the links, and I pinned them in the comment section of that video. And later on that day, I was getting comments from people where they were saying these links were not working, the links were broken, and so forth. And people were saying, see, this YouTuber is a phony. He's a fake. He is lying for views. He's a clickbaiter. Ah. But what actually happened was is that the Wayback Machine was hacked. It was hacked in two different ways. It was targeted with a security breach involving 31 million people, and there was also a DDoS attack. The owners of the Wayback Machine website believe that the DDoS attack and the security breach were two separate attacks. They happened at the same time, but it was just by coincidence. They believe this involves two separate hackers or two separate organizations targeting the Wayback Machine. Now, this is very troublesome because the Wayback Machine is basically the bastion of truth on the internet. It is the Alexandria Library. It is the virtual encyclopedia of the internet. There are many political affiliations. There are many companies, many corporations, many organizations that delete things off the internet so we can't see it. And we use the Wayback Machine to find what they had deleted. For example, I'll give you a good example. Remember the video I made where Buckingham Palace, the royal website, royal.uk, released a very bizarre article where they said the Queen was seen by her subjects in a different form. And this article goes on to say the Queen has ruled for longer than any monarch in British history, becoming a much loved and respected figure across the globe. Her extraordinary reign has seen her travel more widely than any other monarch, undertaking many historic overseas visits. Known for her sense of duty and her devotion to a life of service, she has been an important figurehead for the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth during times of enormous social change. Well, that is great. That is wonderful. Wasn't she just a peach? Well, anyway, Buckingham Palace decided to fuel the flames of the reptilian shapeshifter conspiracy by saying this in the same article. Earlier this week, the Queen was seen by thousands of people in a form they are not acquainted with. We seek to reassure the public that the Queen is still their Queen and remains the respected and loved figure they have always known. While she may not be human, she is a devoted leader and monarch, and she believes her subjects will grow to accept her and her family for what they are. The Queen was even quoted as saying, "I pay tribute to the commitment, selfless devotion, and generosity of spirit shown by my millions of human subjects, and I fully expect them to digest the news in a mature and humble fashion. Nothing has changed. Together, we shall march on." Well, that was indeed beautifully put. That tugs on my icy horror heartstrings. But the royal family did not believe so, and this was posted back in 2016, and once this was posted, this was almost immediately taken down. This was a statement directly from Buckingham Palace, and if it wasn't for the Wayback Machine, more than likely we would have never known, or if anybody were to talk about this or talk about seeing this, they would have just been called a crazy conspiracy theorist. But again, thanks to the Wayback Machine, we are able to pull this article back up. But the Wayback Machine is vast. If you were to explore the Internet Archives every day for 100 years, then you would have explored less than 1% of the Internet Archives. That's how much information it holds. It has been taking snapshots of websites all the way back to 1996, when many of these websites were in their HTML form. So needless to say, it holds a lot of information. It makes you wonder, with a website holding so much information, could there be something in there that certain political affiliations, organizations, companies, and certain people might not want you to see. There could still be a ton of information or a ton of websites inside the Internet Archives that may expose some future agendas or may show some confliction with certain narratives. More and more people are using the Internet Archives as their source of truth as opposed to fact checkers. But it seems like there is an organized effort to take down the Wayback Machine. Not only, like I said, there was the security breach and this DDoS attack, but there was a legal battle that also threatened to wipe out the Internet Archives as well. So somebody or somebodies really wants the Internet Archives taken off the internet. There are record labels, book publishers, and so forth stating that the Internet Archives is showing copyrighted information. So we know what's behind the $631 million lawsuit, but we really don't know what's behind the string of DDoS attacks the Wayback Machine is currently facing. There are people that believe the string of DDoS attacks is a way to take certain information off the internet for good, perhaps information that we are still not aware of. The Wayback Machine or the website owners do not know the motives behind the string of attacks. However, there was a Twitter account, SN_DarkMeta, that has claimed responsibility for the breach, and its reasonings for the attack is because the archive belongs to the United States of America, and as we all know, this horrendous and hypocritical government supports the genocide that is being carried out by the terrorist state of Israel. Now, I am sorry, this is such a bogus reason to attack the world's largest encyclopedia. There has to be another motive here. When I hear bogus reasonings like this, then I know there's some BS going on. Because again, the Wayback Machine exposes a lot of information that certain people, certain organizations, and so forth thought was deleted off the internet for good. Well, as of right now, the Wayback Machine or the Internet Archive is currently offline. You try to go ahead and access the website and it says temporarily offline. So it looks like they're trying to resolve some issues. But again, it looks like there is an organized effort to remove the Wayback Machine, the biggest encyclopedia, the holders of the past, off the internet for good. But in any case, thank you so much for watching. If you like this channel and you want to see more, please subscribe. If you're already subscribed, please like, as any engagement does help the channel grow. Once again, thank you so much for your support.